You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
We're in the sixth week of the Shovavim, and we know that the sixth week is the most important of the weeks, because, you know, that's the week of Yesod. Six is always Yesod. So therefore, we want to just learn some ideas in order to help us make this ultimate tikkun. So he says over here in Yesod Sion, Minhag Yisrael Kedoshim Liyot Erim Bedel Shishi. The old custom in the Jewish nation was that they used to stay up on Thursday nights. They used to have a limud on Thursday nights. Vilasuk Batura Kedosha. Yesh Mehem Kol HaLayla. Some stayed up the whole night. Vyesh Mehatzot HaLayla. Or Mehalko. Depending on the person's abilities. But it was always a night where people would get up earlier when it was still dark and learn. Vihu Mesugal meod lechaparat avonot. It's a big inyan for kaparat avonot. Letikun nefesh ha'adam v'tikun ha'berit. Specifically v'tikun ha'berit. The limud on Lel Shishi. V'shamati b'pi abi. So he says he heard from his father that what? Shilimud ze'e, the learning on Thursday night, yesh b'chocho letaken. Salman Musat was a big mekubal from the previous generation. So he said, שלימוד זה יש בכוחו לתקן כל הבחינות והספירות שפגם האדם באיזה יום מהימים. The person makes sense, he pogem all the עולמות. This learning on Thursday night can fix everything from all the עולמות. כי הוא מתקן בספירת היסוד. Thursday night is יסוד, I'll explain to you. Every day represents another midah. Sunday being chesed, Monday being gevura, Tuesday being teferet, and then nesach and hod. Friday is, of course, the tikkun, which is called yesod. What does yesod mean? On a simple interpretation, yesod is foundation. On the body, yesod is the brit milah, because that's where the foundation of man begins. It all begins in the brit kodesh. So, when you have a building, if you fix the yesodot properly, so then everything else usually it goes good. If the yesodot are not good, so then it's hard to go forward. So everything is in Yesod. If Yesod is good, it fixes everything else. Especially if you look at it differently. It's different than a building. Because it's possible that if you fix the Yesodot, when you build on top of it, they build that wrong. You could have the best Yesod, but but imagine if you look at Yesod differently. Imagine Yesod sends out energy. And that energy is positive energy that has the ability to fix. Imagine if it's like a bag of IV medicine that, you know, can cure the body. So you have a body that's sick. You don't have to do anything else, but just get the IV bag into this guy's veins, and it'll fix the whole body. That's what Yesod is. Yesod, if it's fixed, it's like a bag of IV, and it fixes the whole thing. It shoots into the olamot this positive energy. So Friday, that's when that midah, you know, the IV bag appears on Fridays. So when you learn on Thursday nights, you're filling the bag up with medicine. And since you're doing it at the right time, that medicine that comes into the IV bag of Yesod now sends out its therapeutic healings, not only to the body, but to all the places where our Avonot reached, where there was destruction, it's able to fix it. So it's a great tikkun.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.